Welcome back to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo podcast. I've got two lovely hosts for you with a little bit of holiday cheer.
Tis the season. I didn't know if you were going to say my name or not.
I just wanted to hear your beautiful voice first. Aww. But that man that you just heard, that would be Rope Dog.
Ho, ho, ho.
And it's me, Hunter. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. We aren't playing any reindeer games tonight.
Oh, I like that. That was like a nice little transition in.
Good Christmas puns.
I just wanna like make a few announcements real quick. So a little recap here, but I'm not a fan of Christmas. Yeah. More stress than it's worth, in my opinion. But you know what? I had a lot of fun making this list, and it put me a little bit into the Christmas spirit.
That's good.
That is. There's no snow on the ground here in Iowa.
Hey, that's okay.
It's a little depressing.
I don't like snow.
I like it around now, like the week of Christmas.
Yeah, this week is fine, but any other time, no.
I gotta get out of here.
Like, it's too early in November. Like, that was like around Thanksgiving where it snowed.
Yeah. So that was horrible. Also, we've moved studios.
We did.
For the third time, actually, right? Three whole times we have moved the studio.
I didn't move shit, but...
No, this is all me, so... Yeah. It was a lot of work.
Yes, we moved from one basement to another.
Mm-hmm. And then we moved to an apartment.
Yeah.
And so far, so good. Very quiet here.
Yeah.
I was very worried about that, but I hardly hear... We did hear someone's cat from another apartment. I was like, holy fuck.
I was going to say, are you sure it wasn't yours?
No, we were positive. It was nuts.
Wow.
So, but yeah, the new studio looks good.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take a picture and share it or something.
Maybe. That's kind of invading into your home.
It's my studio. I want to share my studio. I don't want them in my fucking living room.
No.
That looks cool, too.
Yeah, you guys got to see it. It's a pretty nice place.
How about everyone just come on over?
I'll give
you the tour.
I feel like he lives in a fancy hotel now.
Fancy hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with
your
that.
Your bathroom is, like, gigantic.
That's the guest bathroom.
It's the guest
technically.
Bathroom?
Sindri uses it because he doesn't want to share a bathroom with me, which is fair.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You guys are cute, getting used to living with each other.
I know. We just yell at each other more, but in a fun way.
Hey, it's always fun yelling at your significant other.
Exactly.
Now,
absolutely.
When the fists start flying, then that's not fun.
None of that, ever. In any relationship.
Domestic abuse isn't funny.
Let's move along here. So, you want to jump into we got listener responses.
Yeah,
first.
A whole two of them.
Guys. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that there weren't a lot of responses because that means a lot of people haven't been listening to pop punk Christmas songs.
It's true.
That's the only reason why. So, but for the people who did comment, we got Watch Your Tone Vision said Reliant K's Let It Snow.
That's a whole ass album.
It's a whole ass album?
Yeah, and I thought it was just the song.
Oh, shit. And then we have HDTV 515 Alone This Holiday.
By The Used. I forgot to type that out.
Okay.
It's my buddy Josh.
We now know. So yeah, we have a couple of those. Both those songs I don't believe are on our list, so
No. You
have technically 12 songs to check out.
Yeah.
Which is going to be nuts. But every single week we like to talk about some new releases. You want to jump into that?
Yeah. This week our source on getting new releases, because we're lazy, he had to put his dog down, so too bad. Or not too bad, but that's really...
Jesus.
Like, no, I don't...
It's very depressing.
It's very depressing.
I've put down a few dogs in my life, and I've cried more than anything.
Yeah, it's really sad. So thank you for even, like, letting everybody know, if you even listen to this, but, like, letting us know, like, your situation, like...
Absolutely. Instead of just going silent on us and us worrying, yeah.
Yeah, but hopefully, like, best wishes to you, Mr. Reddit guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyways, like...
We still found some.
Yeah.
We still found some.
There is this band that I came across on TikTok, and their name is the Magwaz. I don't know.
I think it's the Magoos.
Magoos?
I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce your guys' name.
It's Maguas.
Yes. Don't know how to pronounce your guys' name. I am so sorry. But they just put out an EP last weekend or of this recording. So whatever last Friday's date was. Their EP is called Evergreen, and I chose the song Drifter.
It comes at night.
like, how would you describe it?
Creed mixed with pop punk.
It's not. He said Creed, and he thought the lead singer's last name was Creed. No, that's Scott.
Why would they name it Creed?
Scott Stab, my guy.
Scott Stab?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they
Stab.
Didn't. Oh, Stab.
My bad.
That's even worse than Stab.
Eh?
That'd be kind of cool to have a band named Stab and it'd be like your last name.
Yeah.
You know they like gave people their last names based off of their occupation?
I would be Roper Electrician.
I would be Hunter Used Car Salesman. I'm just really
You'd stunning. Have a pretty common last name. Oh, I guess I would too now.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But yeah, go check out the song Drifter. It's like got this, like his vocals are like phenomenal. Mm-hmm. All of them. But
yeah, I like Creed, just so everyone knows. I like their whole two songs they've released.
They have more than that.
I know, but I don't listen to it.
Dave, take me higher.
Eugene Levy, some Iowa love going out, released a song with our friend Settle Your Scores. Oh, yeah. We had Christian on the show not too long ago. The song is called Crossed the Line.
This is not what I thought it was.
I really liked it. The music video came out great. Yeah. Like, they hyped that shit up forever.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just happy I don't have to hear in 1 week or in 3 days. You know, like, I was just like, oh, my God, they're really going for it. So,
do you like that when bands do that?
No.
When they're, like, a whole month ahead and they're like, we're putting out a video on Friday of next month.
Yeah, no, that's too far away.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want me to get excited about something, it's got to be like no longer than 3 days away.
Yeah, I think like night before, if they're like, surprise, we got a video coming out. I'm like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
And then like release things on social media that like kind of can hype it up, but it has its own value to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that they did a horrible job.
No.
And so, I mean, the song was awesome. The music video was even better. Honestly.
Yeah, the music video was fucking awesome. It reminds me, or it's based off The Outsiders.
Yeah. And it was just really well done. So, a huge congratulations to that. Usually we would have some other notable releases, but because our insider is The Outsiders, what up?
Yeah. really stretched for that one. Huh?
I reached.
Hey, I liked it.
Did you like it? I saw a little smile over there. So we have no other notable releases, unfortunately, which is a little sad, but that's okay.
Sad, but I understand.
Do you understand our predicament of?
I understand.
Of us being lazy and not looking for new songs.
Yeah,
I did try looking for some, but just no bigger names or something that I was interested in.
My Spotify only like if they do new releases. Like on that release radar, it's bands that I'm following, but I like a lot more bands that I'm actually following on Spotify.
Mm.
So I miss a shit ton. That's why like this pop punk or our pop or pop punkers on Reddit is like Friday. I'm like looking forward to it.
But. Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a great list. So yeah, we've mentioned them 5 times, but go check out the pop punkers on Reddit. They always like pin the new releases of the week up
there.
Yeah,
with links and stuff on there.
Yeah, it's so convenient. Also, we have some Spotify playlists.
We do.
Songs that you hear on this episode, you might hear on our Spotify curated playlist made by Rope Dog.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great little playlist. I listen to it a lot when I just need something on in the background.
That's cool. I'm glad that you listen to my playlist.
I'm
glad.
You're welcome, buddy. Anyway, Roper, we got our top 5 pop punk Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Should we jump the fuck into it?
Yeah. It was Happy Frosty when he's like, happy birthday.
Roper, my number 5. Actually, I forgot to mention this earlier on the episode, but 3 of my 5 bands are bands we shit on last week.
Hey, that's awesome, though.
It's kind of cool. They're all their older songs, so we're going to start off with a classic, Blink-182.
Hell yeah.
They hardly ever make my list, so I was really excited about this.
Yeah, that is a nice present, if you will.
Yeah. How many puns are we going to do this episode?
I don't know. I'm going to see how many I can come up with.
Well, let's unwrap this song. It's called Happy Holidays, you bastard.
It's Christmas Eve, and I've only wrapped 2 fucking presents, and I hate your guts. I hate your guts, and I'll never talk to you again. Unless you're down. I'll never talk to you again. I'll never talk to you again. I'll never talk to you again.
released in 2001. It was off of their album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh.
Obviously an original. So I first and foremost like didn't know that this song was on that album.
Oh yeah, you didn't?
I had no idea. Like I said last episode, I really have not delved into a lot of the older Blink 182.
Yeah.
Not that anything's wrong with them. I don't know. It's just not quite my era.
I think you missed it.
I think I missed it just a little bit. But here's what I had to say, Roper. Why does this put you in the Christmas spirit? So I really love how the song doesn't take itself seriously, and it's just a ton of fucking fun. It's only 42 seconds of pure catchy bliss and clever rhymes about getting your dick sucked. Great. Love that. Honestly, I haven't heard the song until this year, and it was so much
really?
Fun. No, I've never heard the song until this year. So many people are going to call me fake fan, fake pop punk fan.
If they even comment.
True. Yeah, that's it. We're calling you guys out now.
We had like maybe one like close to like negative comment, and that was just someone who disagreed with.
Yeah, before listening to the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. So last episode, if you guys missed it, we talked about bands that sold out. And Roper, I actually thought it was really funny that he put the story so far, like one of their albums.
Oh, I knew someone was going to say something.
Exactly.
Like, Batch like commented right away. And he was like, if you guys say they sold out, you're dead to me. And I'm like, don't worry, dude. You just got to listen to the episode and see what we have to say.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But anyway, Roper.
Yeah.
It put me in a good mood, and it reminded me that Christmas can be fun if you let it.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think Christmas is so fucking stressful.
It is.
Because that, like, every job I've ever worked at, that's when it really starts to pick up. And then you have to spend all this money because you want everyone to know how much you love them. And then you're broke, and everything's just... But then on Christmas Day, like, Christmas Day is pretty nice.
Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, like, the nighttime is, like...
Mm-hmm. That's a nice little time.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy that. But I really like this song. I know they've made songs like this previously, like the 42-second song, Happy Holidays, You Bastards, or whatever. And then, but I didn't, like, realize that was, like, such a trend with them until recently.
Oh, yeah?
Because their newer records, like, had some, like, short ones, like, I Want to See Some Naked Dudes.
Yeah, the pool song.
The pool song, and then they had, like, the I Can't Get You More Pregnant, and, like, I think that's Blink-182's, like, best songs are their short ones. I don't know if that might be dissing them a little bit, but I don't mean it to be.
I don't think you're dissing them necessarily.
No, but this was such a fun song. It was great. So I'm glad that I found it this year.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that it kind of gave you a new perspective on this holiday.
Mm-hmm. A little happy cheer about getting my dick sucked.
A little fun.
Mm-hmm. By somebody's mother.
Oh.
Actually, I think it was the dad.
Yeah, it's the dad.
And then the mom just touches your wiener, I guess. So, okay. Do you want to go to your number five?
Okay. My number five is from a band called No Doubt. You're going to be like, how are they pop punk? Well, they originated as a ska band, so...
Oh, I've noticed.
Frig off. this song is Oi to the World.
Let me say this before you get into it. I was very pleasantly surprised by this song.
I was too. That's why I put it on my list.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, they're really like...
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like how they a lot of bands will like phone in a cover or something.
No, they fucking went hard.
They went hard on it, and I was very impressed with them. So props to that band. Super, super hard props.
I've been on like... I'll get into it here in a second, but it came out... I think they put it out a long time before this actual like B-sides record came out. But they put out the Everything in Time B-sides covers, and I think there's some other tag on there, but that came out in 2004, and obviously this song is a cover. The song is originally by the punk band The Vandals, and they put out like this whole Christmas record.
So it was originally by a punk band?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Oi to the World? Oh, but I guess like Ode to the World or something like that? Is it like a play on words of another Christmas song?
Joy to the World, probably.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Sorry, I'm fucking dumb.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It happens.
First and foremost, I hate Christmas music, like, with a passion.
I hate the traditional stuff because, like you were saying, like, this is the year where, or this is the time of year where everybody's spending money, and I, like, spent maybe, I think it was, like, three Christmas seasons working retail.
Yeah.
And if you even like Christmas music before or and are thinking about getting a job in retail, don't fucking do it.
No, absolutely.
Because you will, it will literally suck the fun out of this holiday.
It's like the same 10 songs.
Well, especially if you work in a department store, because,
yeah.
I mean, it's the same 10 songs. Every, like, they have the same, like, department store playlist everywhere you go, so you start to notice it.
Yeah.
And then once Christmas comes, it's, like, way worse, because it's, like, at least with the playlist before, like, on non-Christmas seasons, there's some variety to it, and sometimes you can catch a new song, or, like, when they add a new song, you're like, oh, hey, this is new.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
But Christmas has been the same friggin' playlist since, like, 1999. Yeah, so this was a cover of the classic punk band The Vandals' song "Oi to the World," but this has a very like ska spin on it,
mm-hmm.
and like I was saying, like no doubt, like originated as a ska band. I think from I think they're from California, around mm-hmm. the same area that like Sublime and stuff are from.
Sure,
and so like they really. I mean, the original is, like, fast and upbeat. Obviously, it's a classic punk song, but they really just, like, add something special to it. Like, with the beginning of it, adding the horns right away.
Yeah.
I think I blame you because now, like, I'm, like, all about the horns. And, horns like, fucking, dude, I've been on such a ska kick lately. It's ridiculous.
You know, I feel like once you're converted into the ska genre, you
can't get out of
it. You can't get out. And like, you're stuck forever.
Yeah.
And then you just like think that you'll like listen to a song and be like, that could have been better if some horns on there.
You can have a nice saxophone in there.
Yeah, if you could put some sax or anything. Yeah, I'd take even the French horn if you could.
The French horn. But yeah, I think they really just nail this cover like to a T. It's a lot like the original, but I think I prefer Gwen's voice to the original singers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, I appreciate classic punk, or I shouldn't say classic punk music, but original punk music and stuff. I appreciate the roots and like where it's kind of came to today, but there's some times where I'm just like, this all sounds the same to me.
You know, speaking of like, punk. So I went to go see my first hardcore show.
Yeah, Darby was telling me about it. Yeah. I was supposed to go, but I was just not feeling well yesterday.
Yeah, he ditched out. And it was funny because I was like texting Darby before and I was like, he mentioned that you dropped out. And I was like, fuck, that's what I was going to do. And then he got mad at me. But I went and a couple things I've noticed about hardcore music. All the vocals sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
But something that I didn't expect is that whenever like a song starts, everyone starts thrashing.
Yeah.
For about 10 seconds. And then they wear themselves out and then they sit and bop their head till the next song starts and then they do it again. And it's just so funny to watch. I was very invested, but man, those kids go fucking hard. Yeah, I'll tell you that. And they want to like swing their fists and hit shit.
I am super intimidated by hardcore kids.
Yeah. I told Darby is like, I feel like most of the hardcore people that go to those shows are just like really sexually frustrated men.
Yeah.
And then like you'll have like some of the women that'll go there that are just kind of there for the attention.
They're there for the attention or yeah.
And not all the women that go there there for the attention. I just want everyone to know that. just so everyone doesn't call me out. But like they're like you can tell who's there because they enjoy the music and who's there because they want the attention.
And yeah, and there's a lot of them. I don't know. Because, like, back in the day when Straight Edge, like, around my age, around 2000, like, 13, 14, when I was, like, 20, 21, that's where I started noticing a lot more of, like, the Straight Edge and the hardcore kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a, I don't necessarily want to say there's, like, a stereo. Where am I going with this? I don't know. I just have a perfect image of one person in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's.
Do they have hair or no hair?
They have hair.
Okay. Interesting.
See, I think the cooler guys in the hardcore scene don't have hair.
Okay, yeah. I feel like those are the tougher guys.
Yeah, the tough guys.
Mr. Clean style,
Dude, and they actually like the music and stuff. But there's definitely some people that like I used to know that were like, they almost wanted everybody to know that they were straight edge. And then they were like, well, I only listen to hardcore music. And then you see them now and they're like all getting fucking hammered every weekend. You're like, you fucking liar. I don't know. I appreciate the people that can keep their sobriety and like,
oh yeah, that's impressive.
Cherish it and stuff. But there's also a point where like, don't shove it in my face. Like, mm-hmm. I'm no lesser than you because I choose to have a beer. Yeah. You know,
suck it off. You know?
I like to have fun. Okay.
Yeah,
you guys should go check out "Oi to the World" by No Doubt. Yeah, the bass in this song is so funkin', so much fun.
Funkin' good.
So I have a stuffy nose.
And, I like funkin' good. We
funkin' good.
That.
That's a new one.
So funkin' good. We gotta do something with that. That's gold.
Yeah, this bass is like really fun to listen to. I've noticed that too on my ska adventure. A lot of like the bass lines in
they're a lot more complex,
very intricate,
and they stand out more.
Yeah,
because of that. So yeah, the bass was awesome. Like the horns really sold it for me.
Oh yeah,
but like most songs that have horns do. Like,
and it's in like the first like 10 seconds of the song.
Yeah,
too.
It's like
and,
yeah, it's oh man, yeah. so good.
I think it just like I always forget that they have ska roots. So like whenever I think of No Doubt, I think of like their most popular songs. But you know Gwen Stefani though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's their lead singer.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Dude.
It's bananas, girl.
We were talking about how I needed to brush up on my music trivia because it's so bad.
Yeah, who would have thought It's Bananas Lady is like the lead singer of No Doubt?
It's Bananas.
She should have stayed with No Doubt.
Well, you know.
But I don't know that much about like their backstory, but definitely know the song rules, so check it out.
Do it.
Check it out.
It's got a seal of approval on
it. It's funkin' good.
It's so funkin' good. Are you guys, I got one real quick.
Okay.
My number four here, good old Fall Out Boy.
Fob.
Coming in strong.
Coming back on our list.
Coming so in strong. The song is You'll Shoot Your Eyes Out.
Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I want to see. I could care less.
Ooh, but Yule is spelled U,
like the
Yule,
like the Yuletide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carol. It was anyway.
I don't know what a Yuletide is.
I don't know what it is either. I think of like Tide Pods.
I think of Tide like the ocean.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
Well, let's move on from this. So it released in 2009. Off the album Believers Never Die Greatest Hits.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So I'm assuming it was put on there later.
Was this the Fall Ado album?
Fall Ado. Why are you smiling over there?
Because
like you know something.
We couldn't figure out what their album from 2009 was.
No, fuck, dude. I don't know. I'm so bad about like older Fall Out Boy Blink 182. I sometimes like run into, like I started listening to Under the Cork Tree again. I'm like, I don't remember this one. So that's how bad it is.
It's okay.
Anyway, it's an original song, just so everyone knows, every song I picked was an original song.
Ooh.
I don't like covers.
You don't
Christmas
like covers?
Songs. No, it wasn't for me. Okay. But yours was really good. If I had to pick one, I probably would have picked the No Doubt one.
Okay.
So anyway, this song is so well done. It's just an acoustic track that has old Fall Out Boy charm and a catchy ass hook. I like the fuck you message behind the song and the way they weave Christmas sounding guitar riffs in there. I was very impressed. Also, first time I heard this song. So,
oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I've discovered a lot of, I'll just fill you guys in. I just checked out a pop punk Christmas Spotify.
It's kind of how I was last week when we decided to do this.
Usually I'll just like cycle through all my music and find which one, like which I think would fit in there. Also, one of my first lists that does not include the Wonder Years, and I could have easily done it.
I thought you were going to put Christmas at 22.
I was thinking about it and I was like, nah, it's too obvious. That's too odd. I've been talking too much about the Wonder Years. So anyway, my favorite band, the Wonder Years. So anyway, I really like this one. It was like a lot of fun. I was like, yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Like old Fall Out Boy. So I mean, they're still fucking catchy, but
they like when they strip back some of their music, like you get that like old Fall Out. Not that this is new by any means, but I feel like if they just did an acoustic cover of like any of their newer songs, I guarantee you, I'd like it more than I did.
I wonder if they have that out.
Probably.
They probably have Centuries Acoustic or like.
Oh, I'm sure. Not something that I'm gonna like go on the way to look at.
You're
but
like, oh yeah, I'll check out Uma Thurman Acoustic. I fucking hate that song.
That's all I had to say about this one. You can go ahead, my friend. All
right. So my next one is by a band called Man Overboard. And their song, Decemberism.
Who could forget? It was almost 2003. We kissed under your Christmas tree while your parents were asleep. I was 15. On top of the world. I was 15. And you were my girl. And all I'm saying is for Christmas this year, I would kinda like to see you.
I like this one.
You do?
I do. Man Overboard's weird for me. I either really like it or like just fucking hate it.
You know, I felt that way too a lot, like coming up or like growing up. Mm-hmm. Like when I first found them, I was like all about them. And then there'd be certain songs where I'd kind of fall off and be like, eh. I would like get like really interested in them and then I would fall off really fast and then come back to them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I've done that with a few bands. Man Overboard's, it's just so, like, every song that I really like by them, like, is, like, a top 100 song to me.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them, I'm just like, why did you make this?
Yeah, there's certain ones where I'm just like, I can pass on this.
Yeah, I remember when, I could talk about the Wonder Years again. I remember when I went to go to Warped Tour to see the Wonder Years, and there was, like, two stages next to each other.
Yeah.
And so Man Overboard was on one plane while the Wonder Years were setting up, and I was like, get off the stage! Because I was just, like, I was being impatient, and the fact that, like, I just was not enjoying what they were putting out. But, like, nowadays, like, this was years ago, probably, like, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But nowadays, like, I've found a lot of Man Overboard to appreciate. In fact, I think you've shown me a few that, that I genuinely like, so... Man Overboard, a new perspective and Christmas song for me to listen to.
Yeah. This song came out in 2011. It's off of the Human Highlight Reel album. It's an original.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Why does this put me in the Christmas spirit? This song is, I think this was like my first exposure to like a pop punk band making an original Christmas song, which is, I thought was rare, but apparently it's not.
I know. No, I mean, no, it's so rare today. But like 10 years ago, that's when all these songs came out.
That's true. But a lot of them
years and years ago.
Yeah. There's a lot of them that are like covers though.
Yeah.
Not a lot of,
like original ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like original. Man, I've always enjoyed the originals more, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've already heard the covers, and I don't like them. It's like, it's like you're covering a song I don't like.
Well, and, like, I think you've talked about this, too, before. It's, like, the only reason that you were to go out of your way to listen to a cover is if it's different or better than the original.
Absolutely.
And I kind of fall under that mindset as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christmas music, there are certain songs where... I definitely feel like the cover is better than the original.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I get a different perspective on the original.
Like if I had to listen to Christmas music, it would have to be the cover, like a pop punk cover or something.
But this was like the first exposure to a pop punk band making an original Christmas song to me. And I know it's been done before now, but at the time I was like, wow, what an original concept. the song has some heavy themes of winter and Christmas and a failed relationship. We know us emo kids love those failed relationships.
Dude, they hit hard in the Christmas and the winter time.
Oh, I think everybody, like Christmas, a lot of people associate that with family and like friends, and it's just genuinely a happy time. So like... Like, a lot of people can fall into looking back at Christmas times with exes and being like, oh, man, I was so much happier then. And then you think...
Yeah, because, like, that was, like, part of your family.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, man. No, and, I mean, being alone in the winter when it's cold out also 10 times is worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Just makes you old and bitter.
Yeah.
Makes you an angry man.
Yeah. Just looking at Roper. Just describing his own life. Yeah. Roper's so much happier than I am, though. So
yeah, I'm not bitter at all.
No, he's like
not anymore.
He's a jolly boy.
They call me old jolly rope. I don't know. The song has a really catchy chorus that Man Overboard really excels at. They can come up with some really good hooks and choruses.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
But yeah, this song like reminded me of when I was in high school and I probably heard it like the year after I graduated And so, like, the year I graduated, I was talking to this girl, and I was, like, really into her, and I thought the same, or she felt the same way about me. And so it was, like, around Christmas break time where I was finally, like, hey, what's up?
Oh,
like,
shit.
I like you. And she's, like, I like you, too. And I just remember, like, being, like, oh, God. Oh, no.
Just run away.
Yeah, no.
You know what's weird about that, though? Like,
and this song always reminds me of that Christmas before, and I look back on it, and I'm like, man, I wish I had it. Like, I wish I was as smooth as I was back then.
Is this, but like, this is what I was gonna say.
It's not smooth.
Is it smooth to go, hey, I like you? You know, but like, honestly, like, it cuts a lot of bullshit.
It does.
So,
yeah.
But like, if you go to a girl in a bar, you like sitting down next to her, you like put your drink down, like, but loud enough so she like turns her head over.
You smash that beer right next to her.
And she like looks over, and you're like, hey, I like you.
It's like,
she's fuck. Like, yeah, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, fucking weirdo.
And then you go to the bartender and be like, I'll take two shots. And she's like, I don't want anything from you. And
these
they're
are
like,
for
these
me.
Are for me.
These are for me, since you just denied my invitation.
But then she's like, oh, I've been rejected now. How about I take one of those shots with you?
And, like,
and you get married, have three kids, get a divorce. Your kids end up hating you, right? And then, so obviously, your ex-wife hates you too. So now you celebrate Christmas all alone.
Yeah, because she's an alcoholic and stole the kids.
Absolutely.
You don't even, I mean.
You don't even drink anymore.
No, because she ruined that. She ruined that for
you.
They
ruined that hobby for you. So yeah, now you just do crystal meth.
Wow.
But that was after the kids got taken away, in all fairness.
Oh, okay. So you picked up a habit because she stole your children.
Exactly.
Where does my dog go in this situation?
So the dog is still yours, but you had to put the dog down.
Oh, wow.
This is a horrible
this
Christmas
is whole
for this.
Rock, whole rock bottom.
Metaphorical guys. Just, I don't know where this was going to go.
I don't know.
But you know what? I'll tell you this
much. I'm intrigued.
I know. I feel like I should write a short story about this, man.
I think we should.
Mm-hmm.
All because the song Decemberism.
Okay.
Yeah, this song just reminds me of, like, first time I heard it and thinking back on, like, man, 2011's Christmas or 2010's Christmas was way better than this year's. And then I'm like thinking back now, I'm like, man, you don't know how good you had it back then.
I just know it's like Christmas, like, once you're kind of at the age where you have a job, and then like your parents are like, hey, where's my gifts at, you know? And then, like, not that I don't want to give my parents gifts, but like, that's when your childhood ends, you know what I mean?
I think your childhood ends when you, like, can actually, like, not rely on your parents for money.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm still a child, though.
I mean, you're not still a child, but I don't know. The way that I look at it for me personally was, like, I was like, I want to get to a point where, like, I don't want to ask anybody for anything unless I absolutely need it.
All I know is that I'm not paying my phone bill. And,
I mean,
you know, we're on a family plan, Mom. You signed up for this.
Same with my parents. So, yeah, I guess I am still a child.
Yeah, you're a child.
But what was that band that I can't listen to next year?
Man Overboard?
No, it wasn't Man Overboard. It's what we were talking about last week.
Oh,
State Champs.
Oh, yeah, State Champs.
Still a kid, but I can't listen to State Champs next year because I'll be 30.
You're donezo, buddy. You're donezo.
Yeah, check out Decemberism by Man Overboard. It's a really good, like, catchy Christmas song. It kind of puts you in your feels, like, because he's, like, talking about being in a, like, depending on this girl to come back home for Christmas break and stuff. And, like, he's, like, talking about, like, he asked if, like, she remembers their Christmas together in 2003, about them kissing under the Christmas tree. And, like, that part's, like, really catchy in the song. So, yeah, it just reminds me of old times. But that was long-winded.
What happened to the girl?
She's married now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's okay. It wasn't for me now.
Nah.
Nah. You can't look back at every past experience or relationship and be like, man, I wish that would have worked out, because obviously it didn't.
Yeah, no, there's no past relationship.
No.
Look, no past serious relationship that I could ever see myself going
through. Dude, I don't understand the relationships of people who break up like three or four times and then they get back together and they're always like, never been more in love. And
I know, it's like, fuck off.
Then you're like, it's next week is going to be over again. Like,
yeah, why just stop. Just get out
of here. If my feelings get hurt, I'm out.
Oh, no.
All right, you ready?
She's like, I don't really like that sweater on you. And you're like, we're over.
No, I can handle that one.
No, okay, that's fine.
It's like, man, you really suck and you have no ambition anymore. And it's be like, because you suck the life out of me.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, relationships can do that to you.
Yes, they can.
My number three, Roper, another band we shat on, A Day to Remember.
They put out a Christmas song?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's called Right Where You Want Me to Be. Dropped in 2010, it's off of the album Attack of the Killer B-Sides.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's one of those. It is an original song as far as I'm aware. All right, so let me dig into this. So this song is kind of a stretch because there isn't a ton of Christmas references in there, but a jam nonetheless. And I've never heard or hear anyone talk about this track ever. It's such a good song.
I've never heard it.
There are some bells in the songs and references of going home for the holidays, but I feel like this was when A Day to Remember was in their prime and everything was right in the world. It's a great song. Nice. So, I mean, I think they were like starting to write a Christmas song and they're like, fuck that shit.
We can't do it.
That was kind of like my thought process with this. I don't know. I think it's a great song. I love listening to it. I will listen to it any time of year. But during the holidays, I'm like, ooh, well, this is definitely a holiday song.
I'll definitely check it out.
You have to. It's a great song.
I almost put Bedford Falls by Knucklepuck because it references It's a Wonderful Life, which is like borderline a Christmas movie. I wouldn't even consider it a Christmas movie.
I feel like that'd be more stretchy than my stretch.
Yeah, it'd be like... Because they don't even talk about Christmas in the song.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe that's my next song. I don't even know. But this was A Day to Remember has some amazing songs.
He's wearing an A Day to Remember sweatshirt.
Right I now. Am right now. It's a Homeswick sweater, and I really love it. It's very comfortable. It looks comfortable. I've been in my absolute lazy prime lately, where like I put absolutely no effort into myself. But today I took a nice long shower. Shaved for the first time in like 2 weeks.
But you have 5 o'clock shadow right now.
Well, no, I keep the 5 o'clock shadow.
You trimmed.
Trimmed. There we go. Is that what you'd like to hear?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It feels good. I put some moisturizer on my face to keep me young.
You guys don't know how much of like a progression this is for him.
It's not.
He's like such a smelly, sweaty kid all the time.
I can't help. I have very sweaty feet and it's not my fault. I have like foot spray.
Yeah.
That like if I maybe I'm on like a first date or something, I'll be like, for the ladies, spray it on.
Like
there.
You don't have to use that anymore since you and your girlfriend moved in together.
No, she knows I smell bad. That's great.
She's used to you smelling.
Mm-hmm. I can just fart around the house and she'll go this. She'll go.
You can fart wherever you want, dude.
I know. That's great.
So good.
That's great. Here's some advice. Don't fart in front of your potential girlfriend until like 2.5 to 3 weeks of dating them.
Really? That long?
That long.
I guess that's why you're in a relationship and I'm not.
Just on the first date.
No.
You're like, want to hear something funny?
It's never on the first date. I always used to be like so nervous to fart around them in general.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes like you're holding it in and you're like, man, can't hold this in much longer. And you just like sit down on the ground or like you're just doing something random and then it just slips out and you're like, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag now. And then ever after that moment, if they react, then I'm like, okay, fair game. If they don't react, then I'm like, maybe she didn't hear it. So then
I could do it louder.
No.
Oh, okay.
Then you just continue holding it in or like farting in other rooms, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Now I really don't give a shit. I'll just fart in the middle of a bar. Like
we need to like start these memes. It's just like just guy things. So, okay. I'm done with my song. You can go to yours.
So for my next pick, I picked The Wonder Years. Yeah, you guys thought there was going to be no Wonder Years on this episode.
Well, I would have picked this song if you didn't.
I know.
Roper picked two songs I was going to pick. But he made the list first, so.
I did.
He had dibs.
I had dibs. The song that I picked is their newest single, Threadbare.
I'm feeling threadbare, like sleeves
was released in 2021, I think, middle of November.
Yeah, this is about right.
Yeah.
Maybe a month or a couple weeks ago or something like that. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful original song, by the way.
Actually, I think it was released the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, November.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, Threadbare, such a good, like, at first, the first time I listened to it, I was like, like, it was like, it's fine. And then, like, it really grew on me fast.
Yeah.
I was listening to it again today, just to get me in the spirit.
Yeah.
And, like, that chorus, like, it might be the pre-chorus, but he, like, starts to pick up his voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. How about you tell me what you thought of
this? I will. This song puts me in the Christmas spirit. For a bunch of reasons that I didn't think about until I like broke down the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a nice surprise this year because like last year we got for their 10-year anniversary of The Upsides and Suburbia, they put out Breakless and Out on My Feet, which is like a callback to their older songs or their like earlier Wonder Years sound.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was nice because they went back to their current sound, and it's more so of a mature,
yeah,
and like slower sound, and it had me thinking too because like you listen to their other Christmas song that they have, Christmas at 22, and it's like
so different.
Dan, when he's younger, and talking about how his life at the time was like based around his friends and how they were like his source of like happiness and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then now he writes this song. And, like, it's about his family and then, like, also about people, like, his family, friends, and people in his life that he's seeing this whole holiday. But, yeah, I kind of dug into the lyrics and stuff. And, like, I feel like this is, like, a long-distant sequel to Christmas at 22, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it's just showing the progression of his life. That's so nice.
And it kind of captures, they had posted something when they released the song about, like, make sure you play this song when you're in between destinations on Christmas and Christmas Eve. So, like, if you're going somewhere, like, traveling or something. So, that kind of put me in my feels a little bit, which is weird. Because Christmas, like we were saying earlier, can be really stressful for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I started thinking back. Like, there's a certain line where he's like, when I think of December, I always think of May. And I was like, why is he talking about the month May? No, he's talking about a family friend or somebody who he like really cared for named May,
mm-hmm.
having this house and how everybody would go there on like Christmas Eve and stuff.
That's
and
my favorite part of the song.
I know, mine too. And it like reminded me about like when I was younger and how excited I would be on Christmas Eve because most like for my family, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. So like Christmas Eve morning, we'll go get breakfast, my grandparents and my cousins and stuff. Then the rest of the day is basically waiting around to go to another holiday party. Back in the day, it was at my Uncle Dave's house. And so, like, the whole family would get there. And it was just, like, the best time ever where it didn't feel like anybody was, like, mad about anything. Everybody was just, like, happy to be there and mm-hmm. happy to see everyone. And, like, I mean, this song, like, I got kind of emotional listening to it when I was reading the lyrics because I was like, damn, this is, like, such a good time. And I wish like it could kind of be that way now, but we're adults, so we kind of see what everybody in the family is like going through. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, not just my family in general, but like we are more aware of like the ins and outs of like what's going on in everybody else's life. And so like it kind of brings a damper onto some people's holidays. I don't know. For me, it kind of does because like we just... My grandpa just passed in September. His birthday's on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
So, like, that day's going to be really hard for us because it's the first one without him. And so we have a lot of different factors of us, like, waiting on family members to... We're basically sacrificing our whole day. I wouldn't say that. That's kind of extreme. But we sacrifice a lot of time waiting on other people, which I feel like Christmas shouldn't be like that. I feel like you should spend as much time as you want to with the people in your family and in your life. Or maybe if you want to go with your friends, like go with your friends and stuff. I don't know where I'm going, but like this song has just kind of put me in like a weird feel where it like makes me think back to when we would spend those Christmas Eves at my uncle's house and like how much fun it was and like how happy everyone was or seemed mm-hmm. to be at the time. And just, I want it back so bad. Like I would give anything to go back to that just because everybody was just like, it was a weird experience or not weird, but it was just happy, you know?
I think a lot of that, like when you're a kid, you're not aware of your surroundings. And,
oh yeah.
Like, the hardships of life that you do as an adult. But I do think you'll like regain that happiness once you have kids and you get to like see Christmas through their eyes, you know?
Oh yeah. I can't wait for that experience.
All right. A couple things I want to mention here. So Dan, like, so the song's called Threadbare.
Yeah.
Dan, like, absolutely is in love with sweaters.
Oh yeah.
He uses so many analogies in his songs to sweaters, and like Burst in Decay was like a sewing reference, and like I don't know, I just thought I'd mention that. So I just found it ironic that another song, but like who's ever heard this song, the word threadbare?
I was going to ask you if you knew the definition to it.
I googled it, so
I have no clue.
It's kind of like,
is it like a thimble?
It has to do with like sweaters and like the sewing mechanics of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. Also, I discovered someone released this like compilation of songs. They're called No in Parentheses, Money in the Bank, and they just released a bunch of ska versions of the Wonder Years songs.
Oh, really?
And they're really good.
Oh, is that what I saw you comment on that? On
oh,
Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like, damn, dude, this is fucking.
I'll have to check
amazing.
That out. Is it on Spotify?
No, it's not. It's only on Bandcamp.
Really? So,
yeah.
Pay for it?
Well, actually, it's name and price. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, you can download it. I'm not telling you to. I'm not telling you. Maybe just, you know, a little dollar or something.
I'd throw him $5.
Oh, $5? That's not bad. But anyway, yeah. No, Threadbare, fantastic song.
Fuck yeah.
I was, yeah, I want to hear a new fast song from them.
I do too.
I feel like it's going to be, because, like, Dan doesn't really have a lot to be, like, aggressive about. You know, he kind of got all of his grandpa's, like, I'm sure there's still some trauma there.
Yeah.
But now he has, like, a happy, you know, little family and his... His kid. I'm just interested to see what he's aggressive about nowadays.
Me too. Taxes.
Taxes. Fuck taxes.
Government.
And then Matt Brash comes in. He's like, I never liked taxes.
Taxes suck.
And then the bassist comes in. Fucking hate taxes.
Yeah. Dude, that bass player is so imposing. Like
he's got a great voice.
He stands on stage and I'm scared of him.
Yeah,
but I watched some dude throw a water bottle at him at Warped Tour, and him just like middle of playing, he's just like, "I will fuck you up," and I'm like, "I'm not messing with him."
That's great. You got anything more on Threadbare?
I don't. It's a beautiful song, and I think it's a new Christmas favorite of mine.
Yeah, you ready for mine?
Yeah,
I got another stretch.
You got a stretch?
I got a stretch here. It's by the band Neck Deep.
Did you pick December?
I picked the song December.
I hope you got your ballroom floor, your perfect house with rose red doors. I'm the last thing you'd remember. It's been a long, lonely December. I wish I'd known that lasted more, that I was passed out on the floor. That's the last thing I remember. It's been a long, lonely December. I saw Neck Deep was on your list, and I'm like, man, he picked December.
Well, all right, let me get into it here.
Yeah,
it dropped in 2015 off the record Life's Not Out to Get You.
What a banger.
It is an original song, obviously. So I don't know if this is necessarily a Christmas song, but the pop punk crowd has chosen the song to meme once December rolls around.
Yes.
And that puts me in the Christmas mood, so.
That's okay.
I remember first hearing this after like a horrible breakup, and I had to force myself to stop listening to this song because I need to move on, and this song was just like hurting me. Now it's a reminder that life's not out to get you.
That's clever.
I like that. And things get better. It's a great and powerful song. So, I mean, so much to think about with this song. Like, you can listen to this any time of the year kind of thing. But, like, you listen to it in December, it just feels right. You know, I feel like it does, like, hit on moments of being depressed in a season that everyone's supposed to be jolly.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they did an excellent job with that. And then they did one with Mark Hoppus, and it wasn't as good.
I was just about to ask you, did you like the acoustic version better, or do you like the faster version better?
I don't really care for Mark. don't know.
Nah, he didn't really add. He produced the album, but like he really didn't add.
Well, he was like a guest vocals on it.
Well, yeah, but he produced the album.
The whole album?
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
But yeah, but because Target did the Target exclusive where you got extra tracks. Oh, yeah, I bought it too.
Mm-hmm.
And they released the December where it's like the faster version, but he's not on that on the CD. So they waited and put it out with him on it. And like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the fast version, but Mark Koppus does a verse, I guess.
Yeah, it, I don't know. It's just like, why?
You know? Even the guy from, shit, what is that? Is that Dashboard Confessional?
I don't know. What are you talking about? No, Jeremy McKinnon was on that record.
He's who produced it. My bad.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
but they put out another acoustic version of December with the guy from Dashboard Confessional singing it.
Oh, really?
Singing on it.
I must have missed that one.
It's all right. Yeah. I think I just prefer the bass.
The original.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's a fucking killer song.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it right now.
I know. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is a Christmas song to me, like a little sad Christmas song, but like now it's a hopeful Christmas song to me.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, life's not out to get you.
You know, Hunter, I hope you get your ballroom floor.
Do you hope I get my red door or you hope I get a ballroom floor?
Either or.
I like that. Okay. That's all I really had to say about December. It's a great song. I feel like everyone's listened to it a million times.
Oh, yeah.
But if you didn't and you discovered it through this podcast, where have you been, first of all?
Hey.
And second of all, you're welcome.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Hope you're enjoying the ride. Roper, give me yours. Give me your number two.
My number two. So I had trouble picking. I had one spot open, and it was in between this song and Amberlynn's cover of Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home.
Mm-hmm.
That cover rules. You should check that out as well, but did not make my list.
Ooh.
Because this one is by a band called Newfound Glory.
Oh, I love this song.
The song is, you ask, Nothing for Christmas.
Christmas is coming, so don't buy me nothing. I got what I wanted, I got what I needed. And Christmas is coming, so don't buy me anything. I got what I wanted, I got what I needed. It's you.
Is on the Punk Goes Christmas compilation CD album. I forgot what year it came out. I put the wrong year on here and I can't remember what year it came out.
2013.
There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's some music trivia that I didn't know. There you go.
I wouldn't have known either if it wasn't my next song.
Oh yeah.
Worked out.
Perfect. But yeah, it's on Punk Goes Christmas. It is an original by Newfound Glory. They just put out a whole EP of Christmas songs.
It was all right.
Yeah. A lot of them were older songs like Snow, and this one's on there. They actually redid this song on there. But I like this original version better.
I think this is the one I heard, too.
Yeah. This one's just like bare bones acoustic. Like you said, a bare bones acoustic track, which is like really nice. And it's got some sweet gain vocals in the chorus.
I love those gain
vocals. Which like...
We need more of those.
Gain vocals can be hit or miss, but they like work perfect on this song. This is a nice acoustic track by Newfound Glory, as I just said. That chorus will be stuck in your head from the first listen.
Yeah, it was great. I was definitely going to put this as like probably like maybe number two or so.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad we could agree
on that. I couldn't decide on like what to add because I had so many different songs. And then I just like... went to a pop punk Christmas playlist and just randomly picked this song because I'm like, oh, Newfound Glory. And then I'm like, oh, I love this song.
Yeah, Newfound Glory. I don't know what they are, but they love the holidays apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a ton of Christmas songs.
I also heard a new song off their new Christmas EP. They talk about like how when they were younger, how they like hoped that they were going to get all these gifts and like how their parents like could barely afford it. But the smiles on their faces was worth it. And mm-hmm. God damn it. If I would have heard that 2 days ago, you would have had this on your list.
Oh.
The song has a fairly simple guitar progression to it, but it's like perfect. You know,
mm-hmm.
Makes me want to pick up my guitar and learn it, but my hands don't work.
He actually has no hands.
I have no hands.
It's just nubs.
It's weird how I wire things at work. I just have to use my teeth.
Yeah, I was going to say, just use your teeth or your toes sometimes.
My toes? Ooh. Yeah. I didn't know where I was going to go with that. But yeah, it's nice to hear like bands putting out their own original Christmas songs. Because it's, I don't know, I feel like it's rare, but it could not be rare.
It's kind of rare, yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, that's for sure.
You really don't associate pop punk with Christmas either.
I know, but thank God it happens.
There we go.
You know, we need some Easter pop punk songs.
Oh, dude, are there Easter songs?
There's got to be at least one or two. We're not making a list.
No.
That would be too difficult.
There would be no way to make a list because there's no songs about the Easter Bunny that I know of.
So the band I chose was Real Friends.
You have to say the title in Dan's voice.
I had a heart.
Had a heart.
This dropped in 2013, believe it or not, off the record Punk Goes Christmas.
Ooh.
What a great little compilation.
Yeah.
Really like that. It is an original song as far as I'm aware. It definitely is.
Yeah, it is.
So, man, I remember discovering this song last year, I believe, and I was like, fuck, how did I miss this Real Friends song? Because it's probably in my like top 5 or 10 Real Friends songs.
Really?
I love it. It's so good. I feel like it's a very powerful song for 13-year-old Hunter. And for Adult Hunter in the way about Christmas not feeling the same as when you were a kid, you know? I feel like they went all out for a compilation record, which isn't often that you see that happen. And I was just so impressed that I thought it deserved my number one spot.
That's cool.
So I think Real Friends knocked out of the park. It was kind of cool to like listen to a Real Friends song that had Dan on it.
Yeah.
Because like I've been listening to so much of the newer stuff lately that this was just a real... It just felt good.
Nice little throwback for you.
And I think this is the best Christmas pop punk song I could find.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it did a really good job.
I'll have to come back to this one. I know I've heard it before. It's just, I can only hear Dan doing the only had a heart. Like, once I read it, I was like, I could hear his voice perfectly.
There was this moment in the song that makes me laugh, and it's like, I feel like no one understands me or something like that. And I was like, oh God, it's like the most stereotypical thing you can say.
I know.
In these kind of songs. But then I was like, 13-year-old Hunter would fucking grip onto that so hard.
You're right, Dan. No one gets me either.
No one gets me, Dan.
No one gets me.
You and me alone, man.
Us and our bony knees.
Us and our bony knees. I had thick knees.
Christmas trees and bony knees. That's all Real Friends was about. That should have been like...
We need to send them that as an idea for like some merch, because that would sell the fuck out.
Yes, dude. Oh, man.
I'm gonna message them right now.
let's patent this, dude.
I feel like out of everything I've ever sent like a bigger band, this one should be replied to.
Yeah, Hot Mulligan with you messaging.
I said, notice me, senpai.
And they didn't notice us.
Did not. Oh, well. Roper, you go to your number one.
God damn, just dying.
Roper, you go to your number one. Finish this off.
I can't. I'm dying. My number one is by an artist that I think this is the only song that I've really listened to by them.
Who is it?
Dikembe?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't really recognize
their I've heard their song Scotty Spliffin before.
Okay.
And, I think I found this... well, it's a cover song, and it's All I Want for Christmas. Out in 2016, I think I just looked up pop punk Christmas songs one year, and this just popped up. And Now, the original is that like Mariah Carey upbeat song that everybody listens to on the 1st of December. The All I Want for, and every pop punk band has covered it.
I think that's the worst Christmas song, but it's just because I heard it so much.
You hear it everywhere.
I've heard some really bad country Christmas songs. Oh my God.
Do you love Christmas?
Because I do.
Because I swear to God I do.
Wear my cowboy boots.
Santa got nothing on my boots. Hell yeah, I love Christmas.
Okay, let's stop. Just go.
Yeah, this cover of this song like really changed the perspective and the meaning of the song to me. Mm-hmm. The original is like super upbeat and like fun to listen to, and this one main character is of the song is explaining their feelings to in a positive light to their significant other, like almost being like they're like really loving towards their significant other. And this one kind of like this Dikembe like slows down this song like significantly, makes it kind of like a sad, somber Christmas song of like almost like he's like pining for the person instead of them like knowing that they're, or like instead of them being together, it's like kind of him like wishing that he could be with this person. It's like kind of weird, but like it almost like made the song sad, you know.
This poor creepy guy can't get a girlfriend.
Poor creepy guy. But yeah, or like I don't know how to explain it. You'll just have to like listen to it with that in perspective. But like
it was a very spooky sounding Christmas song.
Yeah, it's like got like
it's giving me Silent Night vibes, but like
it like starts off with like a like kind of like a twangy riff. Would you describe that?
Or? I don't know. I would never pick this song for my list. I'm happy that like we have some diversity.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't think this should have been my number one.
Oh well.
I feel like
now it is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was gonna move it, but I just didn't. I should have put Threadbare as number one, but oh well, I already talked about that. But yeah, this one kind of changes the perspective of the song for me, and the soft vocals like really stand out in the song. Like I kind of like dig it a lot more than the original. I think I've just heard the original so much, and everybody's covered the original where it's been so upbeat, and they're like, oh, let's make this a pop punk song, and then they realize like, no, 50 other people made this pop punk song. So like, This is a nice like change of pace. I really believe like they used less is more to like its advantage. You know what I mean?
Give it a little more power when it shouldn't have it. I don't know how you would say that.
Yeah. It's definitely worth a listen. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, Roper, that was our top five Christmas songs. We did it. This was I really enjoyed this list.
I'm glad you did.
I was like dreading it.
I thought all week, I'm like, man, last minute he's gonna be like, I can't.
No, I mean, I remember the only reason that was so easy for me is because we were like hanging up the Christmas tree, and I was like, Alexa, play some Christmas music. I had to whisper it because I don't want her to hear me. And then she like started playing the worst Christmas music ever, and then my lady like turned it off and like just got her speaker out and then connected her Spotify and turned on like a playlist, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then so I like dug into this. Like today I was like putting up a bunch of art and stuff in my apartment, and I just listened to this playlist all the way through, and I was like, all right, which ones were my favorites? And it was a lot of fun. That was a really good moment for us. So I hope you guys enjoyed our top five list. Do you want to jump into our up and coming band?
Yeah.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, Roper and I would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to the form in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Now, Roper, this week we have Jeff Mansu.
That's how I was going to say it.
I'm going to call him Manasu. I don't know. It's Jeff, Manseau, with their song, A Good Thing. Jeff Manasu is an independent musician from Eastern Canada. His style can only be described as its own unique blend of pop, rock, punk, and electronic music. Story behind the song, I was contacted by a songwriter who has traditionally worked with hip-hop and R&B acts and was asked if I wanted to partner up with him to make a pop-punk EP. He sent me some reference tracks, one of which being A Good Thing, and I knew immediately that I had to do this project. He provides the lyrics, I provide the voice and music. We released the tracks 2 days ago, and somehow we have amassed over 33,000 streams on Spotify alone. We had no inkling of that happening. We could tell we were working on something special, but it's super gratifying to see that there are some people out there in the world who agree with us. It's amazing. I like that story. It's a very interesting kind of a story. Roper, are you ready to listen to this fucking track?
Yeah. You know A Good Thing when you hear it?
Boy, do I.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good pun too, my friend.
Yeah, you like
You're
that?
Punny today.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Great little track. Very much enjoyed it. It's actually at 106,000 views now.
Yeah.
So our listeners. So congratulations on the success of the song. It was really well done. I really like the vocals. Think the vocals are awesome. I like the story behind it. He managed to sing lyrics that aren't his and make them his own, I would say. Like, he added some emotion to it. So, he did a great job. I was really impressed. I really like the ending too. They just go to the guitar at the end. So great job. Super enjoyed it. If you guys want to give it another listen, you got to look up Jeff Manasseau, Manseau, on Spotify. A Good Thing's his number one track right now.
Hell yeah.
And he's probably got some other great ones, too.
Yeah.
So, Roper, you ready to get to the last part of the show?
Yeah. Well, if you want to hit us up, Hunter, do you know where we're at?
I think we're at PPESP Podcast.
PPES Podcast.
Oh, excuse me. My bad.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. No, I did.
You said it in a weird way. So yeah. It kind of threw me off.
Podcast.
I had to decode what you just said.
Well, the thing is when I'm typing in the username to like log in, that's how I remember it.
Mine's just automatic.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, yeah, if I had to like log in the thing. Anyway, yeah, you guys can check us out. It'd be great. And we like to talk to all you guys. We do some cool social media things where we like shout out some special bands.
Yeah.
Some up and comers there too that aren't always part of the show. So. Yeah. Great little, and gives a little bio, a little interesting facts, all that fun stuff. We also, you know, we do a lot of cool things.
You got playlists.
You got some playlists, Roper. Yeah. I mentioned earlier in the show, a curated playlist made by Rope Dog.
By me.
Every week, something new.
Yes.
Follow the playlist. I guarantee you, you will find a new song that
also,
you enjoy.
Also, keep an eye out, I think, within this week and next week. I've got a question coming out that involves you guys. I mean, we do it every week, but this one really involves you guys.
Yeah, and you guys have to comment. No more two people commenting. Although, the two people that did comment.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. HGTV 515 and Watch Your Tone.
Watch Your Tone Vision.
Vision, yeah.
He's been commenting on
yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. So if you're listening right now, thank you very much.
Thank you, Watch Your Tone Vision.
We had a lot of fun this episode.
Yeah, we did.
I had so much fun. And I think that it will show, and I hope you guys really enjoyed it. Roper, do you have anything to comment on? What's going on in your head, buddy?
What's going on in my head? A whole lot of nothing, but, I don't know. I just, everybody, you know, be safe this holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it with your family. Don't
drink too much on the 24th. You don't want to be hungover for Christmas.
Nope. And also, like, one thing that I need to work on personally for Christmas is just enjoying where I'm at in the moment.
Ooh, I agree with that.
Instead of worrying about where I need to be later in the day or just simply like, I don't know, just enjoy your time with your family and your friends.
Yeah, even if you don't like your family, try to that day.
Hey, you can find some common ground with your family.
Absolutely.
If I can do it, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
So that was our happy message. That was our holly jolly Christmas episode. Our first one. Mm-hmm. Even though we've done this for over a year, so we missed it last year.
Last year, I think we were both in the mindset of Bah Humbug, so.
Yes, my favorite mode.
Yes.
But no, I think this episode and like preparing for it has put me in a better mood for the holidays now that it's a little bit closer and most of the stress is out of the way as well. Like we got all the gifts wrapped and all that fun stuff, so.
I'm definitely looking forward to because I ended up getting like Thursday, Saturday, Sunday off, so I'm definitely
got some time off.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to spending that time with my parents and my sister and the rest of my family. So,
yeah, I'm we got a big episode next week.
Yeah, we do.
We got our top. I'm not sure how we're gonna do it yet. I think, but we're gonna talk about our favorite releases of 2021.
Yeah,
since it's the last episode of the
year. It's not gonna be 3 hours like last year.
No, shorten that shit.
I think we'll narrow it down to either one or two songs.
I'm pretty sure I was falling asleep.
I was falling asleep. That was the most I've ever like talked.
Yeah, it was just stressful. Oh man,
it was so long.
Yeah, it was so long. I don't think anyone ever finished it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we both didn't pick Hot Mulligan as our number one last year?
Oh, yeah, would it last another, like, 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah. I think this year we should narrow it down to maybe one song or the standout track of that record.
Yeah.
I know it might be hard, but...
I think we should, like, do a top 10, but we're going to combine our list together. And then at the end, we'll just say our top 10. It's, like, our official ones.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We got some time.
There's a lot of good stuff that came out this year.
There was actually, I think it was kind of a slow year, but like the releases that I really did connect to,
I really paid attention a lot more to what came out.
I conditioned you a little.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not even that. I think it's more so. Well, yeah, we did get conditioned to it by checking every week, basically.
But
I'm glad we added new releases to our format, though, because it's something that I really wanted to highlight, at least.
Absolutely.
It gives more variety for us and our listeners, because if they haven't caught the song, and they're like, oh, hey, new song by so-and-so came out, and then they really dig it, and then... They could be like, oh, thanks, Pop Punk Emo Supremo guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or thanks, our Pop Punkers on Reddit.
Yeah, which is really where these came from.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a happy holiday.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
I'm just going to say it. I might get canceled for this, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.